This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. One of the most competitive business sectors now is mobility, autonomous vehicles. One of the companies making headway in Michigan and beyond is May Mobility. It provides self-driving transportation linking people, for example, from mass transit to their final destination. A co-founder of that company spoke at the Mackinac Policy Conference, and Allison Malik joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Lester. I'm glad to be here.
There are a lot of money people, industry folks at the conference, and presumably part of your audience. What did you tell them about being a mobility startup company in Michigan?
So one of the things that I really focused on today about being a mobility company is that it's more than just the car. As we think about the work we're doing as May Mobility, our focus is on the service and the other services that we actually integrate with. And we think that for the state of Michigan to continue to really lead in the mobility space, we need to focus not just on the vehicles, but on the business models and various ways that we can all come together to support different forms of transportation.
I was looking at your website so we can better understand what May Mobility is. Tell me a little bit about how I would use your company or a unit such as Myla in your video.
Yeah, so May Mobility aims to transform cities with self-driving technology, making them safer, greener, and more accessible. We're starting today by reimagining transportation with the self-driving shuttle. Myla is a great example of that. And we're helping people get where they need to go safely, easily, and with a lot more fun. In the city of Detroit, we actually provide transportation helping Bedrock employees get from their parking decks to their office buildings. And we recently launched a new service in Providence, Rhode Island, where we're helping people be able to connect to Amtrak commuter rail, bus lines, and even bike share.
As I mentioned, the mobility sector is highly competitive. Some say it's kind of like the space race back in the 1960s. What are the big challenges for a company like yours?
So when we think about the mobility space, and especially autonomous mobility, there are two really big challenges. One of them is the robotics, and that's an area that lots of people talk about. You see lots of investment going into new types of sensors and trying to find software engineers. But the other part of it is actually making sure that we are applying this technology to the right business models, that we're coming in and figuring out how to advance transportation for everybody, leveraging the technology.
Investments in startups are incredibly important. A Crain's Detroit article recently noted the lack of Michigan venture capital invested in companies at the seed phase is a problem. What can you tell us about that?
So I personally actually work with the First Capital Fund out of Invest Detroit, and so I'm very involved in the early stage funding ecosystem, and it is pretty small right now. What's exciting is there are a lot of new initiatives that are coming on board to help create more funding opportunities for these early stage companies. What then becomes important is making sure that we get the word out. So if people have new business ideas, they know to reach out to places like Invest Detroit, like the MEDC, to help get networked into those investor communities. One thing that is really important is, as an investor community, that we realize some of these high technology companies are going to take a while to scale, and that's okay. They're going to unlock a lot of value and create really big companies. But at the early stage, sometimes there are a lot of questions, and we need investors to get very comfortable, because that's what early stage investing is all about.
Michigan wants to be in the center of the mobility movement. How is it doing compared to, say, Silicon Valley or Boston or other places like those?
So Michigan absolutely has a leg up on other regions like Silicon Valley or Boston from a hardware, technology, safety, and reliability perspective. We have some of the best engineers in the world that know how to build systems that are going to last for a very long time. One of the places where we fall behind, though, is really figuring out how we can support companies that are bringing that technology to market. Just having the technology isn't enough. We need to make sure that we're supporting the businesses that put that technology to use. And that's where I think Michigan really has an opportunity to advance, and we all need to pull together to do that now.
How would you do that? How do you go about making sure that happens?
So one of the focuses that I talk a lot with the MEDC team, and I actually had a chance to speak with the governor about, is this idea of multimodal transportation. That is the situation where you can have a trip and take lots of different options to help you get there. And so when we think about multimodal transportation, maybe you're walking and then taking a car or a bus, that is the future of mobility. And that's the future of mobility globally. if we want Michigan to remain a global leader, we need both public and private entities helping to create the atmosphere here in Michigan where we can all experience multimodal transportation, so we can use those insights to help us develop new companies, to have new services that fit into that ecosystem. We think it's really important that if we want to remain a global player in this mobility future, that we create the opportunities for people to try those things out here in Michigan.
What did you make of Governor Whitmer's challenge to mobility firms like yours to come up with a plan to get people around at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit next year?
We are really excited about the mobility challenge that was just announced and are looking at opportunities for how we can participate. We think it's opportunities like that where communities come forward and they identify their mobility challenges and let startups come and help give solutions are the perfect way for us to advance these types of opportunities for everyone.
Allison Malik is a co-founder and chief operating officer at May Mobility. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for your time today, Lester.